Chapter 28. David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies who served the king by division, and the captains of thousands, and the captains of hundreds, and the rulers over all the substance and possessions of the king and of his sons, with the officers and the mighty men, even all the mighty men of valor, to Jerusalem. Then David the king stood up on his feet and said, "Hear me, my brothers, and my people. As for me, it was in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and I had made ready for the building. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name, because you are a man of war, and have shed blood. However, the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me out of all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen Judah to be prince, and in the house of Judah, the house of my father. And among the sons of my father he took pleasure in me to make me king over all Israel. Of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons, he has chosen Solomon my son to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, "Solomon your son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. I will establish his kingdom forever, if he be constant to do my commandments and my ordinances as at this day. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, observe and seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children after you forever. You, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found of you, but if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch of the temple, and of its houses, and of its treasuries, and of the upper rooms, and the inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, for the courts of the house of the Lord, and for all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the house of God, and for the treasuries of the dedicated things, also for the divisions of the priests and Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord, of gold by weight for the vessels of gold, for all vessels of every kind of service, of silver for all the vessels of silver by weight, for all the vessels of every kind of service, by weight also for the lampstands of gold, and for its lamps of gold by weight for every lampstand, and for the lamps of silver by weight for every lampstand, according to the use of every lamp, and the gold by weight for the tables of showbread for every table, and silver for the tables of silver, and the flesh hooks, and the basins, and the cups, of pure gold, and for the golden bowls by weight for every bowl, and for the silver bowls by weight for every bowl, and for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot, even the cherubim, that spread out their wings and cover the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, have I been made to understand in writing from the hand of the Lord, even all the works of this pattern. David said to Solomon his son, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Don't be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, is with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you, until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished. Behold, there are the divisions of the priests and the Levites, for all the service of the house of God. And there shall be with you in all manner of work every willing man who has skill, for any manner of service. Also the captains and all the people will be entirely at your command."